Did anyone not have an opportunity to share an update in Facebook? I think all of you did. Oh, Kim and Jasmine didn't. Well, we're waiting for Jessica. If you ladies want to just give like a soundbite update on where you're at. Jazz, do you want to catch us up?
I haven't been progressing with team, but I am working through LFP. So I'm, Aliana, I took your lead and I'm doing the Canva presentation. So I finished module one, loved it. It was a great process through 1.2 with the Wheel of Life. That was fun. Joel and I had a really awesome conversation after that when he had to deal with like what would it look like if in 8 weeks you wanted everything up to a 7 that was below a 7. And then what would it look like to make anything below a 5 up to a 10? That was just fun. That was just fun dreaming. So yeah, excited because the call tonight on branding is, I don't know, now that I'm in this mindset, I'm trying to just remember that everything I do is a brand, whether or not I have like my font or a website or anything specific, like who I am and what I say and how I act, it's all branding. So that's fun just to keep that in like the forefront of my mind and then learn the back end of it, hopefully more so with what we're doing tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for catching us up. Let's see who else didn't catch up in the Facebook group. Kim, give us a 1 or 2 minute soundbite. How you doing?
Okay, good. How are you? I am on element 7, I think just the first one, 7.1. And I read the articles. I just started on the first workbook. And I ended up researching that, the one lady that you had on there, and I can't think of her name, the one you said you obsess over.
Sion? Sean? Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's all. Were we supposed to give one about what we're working on in our business or something?
Earlier today, I just posted on Facebook, like, catch us up to speed on where everybody's at. And I noticed that some of you did and then some of you didn't have an opportunity to. So I just, if you would like to share with us that aspect, you're welcome to.
Oh, okay. I'm working on possibly doing a group coaching session in May based on that three phases of change. So,
yeah. Awesome. Happy to hear that, Kim. Yay. Who else would like to give us an update? Ren, Jessica, Aliana, thank you for your updates in the group. Amy, thank you for your update. Let's see. Hercalicious, do you want to give us a quick update? You were mute. There you go.
Okay, sorry. So I don't have an update in terms of elements, but so far just doing the meditations and, you know, some stuff on the side. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. How's client work going? Have you had any updates there?
Yeah. So remember I told you I had another client who was my previous client referred herself. Another client. And this client has, she wanted to work with me, but in quite a bit of financial crunch. So I had one or two complimentary sessions, but I don't think I can go ahead because I've had, you know, held way too many pro bono sessions. And I feel like it's time to look at that. You know, I feel for her, for what she's going through. But so I want to shift my focus there. Yeah.
Yeah, good for you for having the bandwidth to be able to offer that and then also the boundaries to be able to take care of what you need to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Important. Yeah, thanks, Turkey. So for those of you who just hopped on, the neighbors decided that they're building a house next to my window. So there's some ruckus going on out there. I'm going to be as mindful as I can about muting myself and unmuting myself and hedging that noise. Hopefully they stop soon because it's like 6:40. So that means I'm probably going to put you ladies in the spotlight for the majority of the call here. Ashley is going to be joining us in a few minutes, I think, and but we can go ahead and dive in. So, yay, we're talking about branding, brand script this week, which it sounds like all of you are interested in and eager to learn more about and dive into and have some more understanding around, which I'm also excited about because I love this stuff. Who's had an opportunity to take a look at the brand script or story brand information, like in any capacity? Who's been able to take a look at that? Jessica has, Aliana has. Okay, cool. All right. So in essence, for those of you who haven't taken a look yet, that's totally fine. I'm going to be sharing my screen and some of the images that I actually posted in Team last week. And that's pretty much all we need for today's purposes. So Don Miller's book and his philosophy, I'm so grateful for it because it filled in this huge, I think, huge gap in the educational space out there and also the marketing and branding space out there. Whereas prior to that, there was so much focus on the metrics around, you know, conversions and the image or the aesthetic of the brand and the using the language of the brand. But there was kind of like lost in the noise, the importance around the actual client, the importance of connecting with the ideal our ideal customers or clients. So what this, it's not even a philosophy, it's like, it's a scientific process in a way. What it does is it helps us to put our ideal customers and clients at center stage and make them the heroes. So in psychology, what's true is that most of the time people pay a lot more attention when something is about themselves, just human nature, right? We hear our names, we're like, ooh, or someone says something that we relate to and we're on the bus or whatever, or on the, just anywhere. And we're like, oh, I'm from there too. Like we just have this like immediate, connection, right? With relatability. So in our branding and in our messaging out into the world, it's really important that we are interfacing and connecting with our clients in a way where they feel like we're talking right at them, like exactly right at them. So that means our aesthetic, right? That's can be important. Like we want people, we talked about this on a couple of the previous calls, like having that aspirational and relatable element to our aesthetic. So our colors, our, you know, charisma, our way of being, et cetera. That's important. And the languaging, of course, is important. And the emotionality of the languaging, even more so. So without going into too much depth around the actual psychology around this, the brand script and the story brand framework help us to unpack the story that our clients, our heroes, really want us to be telling them, right? As they're cruising around the world, they want their attention to be caught by us because we have the solution to their pain point. And they want to pretty quickly be able to tune into the fact that we understand their struggles. We understand where they're at. We understand why this matters so much to them. Whether it's a pair of shoes or whether it's a complete life transformation, they want to know that we get it through the messaging. And so telling them their story in their own words, using the emotionalized language that they use when they're talking to their friends, when they're talking to their coaches or whomever. We want to basically like parrot back to them the way that they describe their experience so that they know that we get it. And then we want them to know that here we are with our solution, and we are going to be able to guide them from this point of being like stuck or in need or in desire. We're going to be able to actually like take them under our wing. Whether it's more comfortable shoes or sexy shoes, or in Jessica's case, maybe like pointy shoes or total life transformation. We want to be able to tell them that we're going to guide them. And in the telling of that, we want to express to them the things that matter to them that we're going to be guiding them through. And then we want to translate that we're going to lead them to the solution and that everybody's going to be happy in the end. So the Story Brand Framework is brilliant for a lot of reasons because, well, first of all, it's simple. It's like plug and play. You can use the sheets for this. The book explains everything, and then there's like these exercises, but you can just use the one to like really get this in. And it's also brilliant because in the research around human storytelling, going as far back as there are recorded stories, even like hieroglyphs on cave walls, it appears that humans have been telling stories in the same way since the beginning. So this is something that is so ingrained in us as a species almost, that it's a direct way to connect with each other. Like this arc of the story that I'll be sharing my screen and walking you through, it's a direct way to connect with other people or to our ideal customers, but also to other people. So if any of you, not to like look at me, but if any of you remember going to my website, maybe when you first like somehow found me, and then reading, there is a way too long, but nonetheless, example of the hero's journey, or the journey that I'm describing, where it's like, do you feel stuck and frustrated and unfulfilled and, you know, all the things, which that right there is, you know, hopefully the hook of like, yeah, I do feel like that. And then, oh, I was there too. Like, let me tell you, right? And then telling the story. So this, as you continue to do your market research and you continue to look just basically like interface with the world, you'll start to notice, once you learn the Story Brand, you'll start to notice like who's really nailing this as a company or as a brand, and who's like totally missing the mark. You'll start to go to websites and you'll realize like, I have no idea what they're trying to sell me here, or like, you know, what is this about? Or you'll be like, they're talking to me, like, these are my shoes. This is the thing. So that's the response we want to elicit. We want to elicit relatability and trust and confirmation that we are or we're not the right fit for them. So in the positive or the I guess connective lens of this, if it's our ideal customer and they feel like we're the solution, that's great. But another great thing is this can be a litmus test for people who like might be fence sitters or people who might just come across us. And if our languaging is on point and our story brand is on point, they'll know, no, this isn't for me, actually. Like this isn't so much my thing, which I actually experience a lot when I, throughout the years, as I'm looking for like coaching programs or to up-level my education around something, I'll come across somebody's website or their program. And if it's like in any way machismo or like, you know, super alpha, like type A achievement, success and money, I'm like, click, I'm like out the door personally, right? But we all have our resonance, right? We all have the things that really connect with us. And we know when they happen, but we just might not like consciously be aware of it. So I'm going to take a pause here before I share my screen. I would love to hear any questions. I just want to make sure this is making sense why we're doing this. Is it good? Cool. All right. So I'm going to pull up, there's a few different frameworks for the story brand arc, and we're going to be using, we'll use the traditional one, and I'm happy to send this to anyone. Happy to send this to anybody who would like these. I did attach them in the Facebook group, but I can email them out. Okay. So we're going to do a surface level pass of this. We're going to go around the circle. I'll demonstrate and facilitate, of course. And then I invite all of you when the time is right for, actually, I invite all of you as soon as possible to read this book or listen to the audiobook and start to play with like implementing your business into this, because it's confirming on the one hand, but it's also immensely clarifying on the other hand. Like if you aren't sure who your market is or what their pain points are yet, it will become pretty evident in this worksheet. And the extreme value that will become pretty evident in this worksheet, like whether or not your product, service, or technology is, you know, extreme value. So I would recommend you know, bandwidth permitting, I would recommend diving into this sooner than later, especially the book, because you'll understand the psychology of branding and marketing really well. And the psychology of it is just as important as like the practical application of like, you know, what colors to choose and all that good stuff. Okay, can everyone see my screen? Good, okay, cool. I'm gonna expand this so I can see everybody. Yay. All right, so I'll walk through this once and then we'll go around the circle and we'll help each other fill this in, essentially, tell the story, the hero's journey story. And I'd love to have fun with this, of course. And I would love to have fun with this in so far as like really driving home the essence of each component. So the essence of the problems, the essence of the character, like we can exaggerate it even a little bit if we want to, because I think that helps to really feel into the depth that we're going for. So for example, a character, I'll use my ideal customer or my ideal client. So a woman who has been working in corporate America for 15 years at a job that she thought was going to be really fulfilling. She's been very successful. She's climbed the ladder. She's she's mid-management level. She's nearly executive level. And she's realizing she's having a bit of an existential crisis because this is not what she's not happy. She's not fulfilled. And she's totally overwhelmed and burnt out. So that's where she's like cruising around, you know, the internet. And her problem, and we'll generalize this and we'll go into more depth with each of you. So her problem is on an external level, she's not happy with her job. It's not a good fit. On an internal level, she's really unfulfilled and overwhelmed and probably stressed out. She might have a little bit of adrenal fatigue going on. Her self-esteem is probably like all over the place right now because she's so successful that she's not happy. So she's probably really, like internalizing this, like what's wrong with me? And then the philosophical problem is people, her and or other individuals, aligning their work with their purpose and their core values versus not. So that's kind of like the bigger picture issue that's going on. So then she meets a guide. So she's cruising around and she somehow, thumbtack probably, finds me and goes to my website and hopefully reads through, you know, the narrative or at least some of the narrative. And immediately the words that I'm using describe how she's feeling. The story arc describes her story arc. And as on the website, it shares that I have, you know, a solution, I have a program, and I'm a coach, then that positions the authority, right? So from there, I have to move my screen a little bit here. From there, she's called to action. So she gets to jump on a call with me, right? A consultation call. And she also gets to have some hope that something else is possible. She could also, if she like reached out and hired me right away, then we would go right into working together. So that would be our process and our agreement together, calling her to action to implement the things that she's learning. And then that would have her realize, oh my gosh, I don't want to work in corporate. I want to start my own business. I want to join team. Those ladies sound awesome. So I'm going to save up and I'm going to join team and come up with a great business idea and get the heck out of corporate. So then ending in success. So launching her first endeavor and, transitioning out of corporate into entrepreneurship. And helps her to avoid that hypothetical track that she was looking down the barrel of remaining in corporate and being miserable and burnt out and like essentially at the core level, that like internal level, being unfaithful to herself and like breaking that agreement of trust and truth to herself. So character transformation is from stuck, unfulfilled, etc. to discovered what I want to do with my life. Yay. So I'm excited to support each of you in brainstorming this for your business or your business idea. If you don't have a fully baked business yet, that's totally cool. We can, you know, we'll choose an idea and we can run it through the brand script. There's also a version of this that's even more, I think, graphically fluid in a way. And I'm pretty impartial as to which one we use. Raise your hand if the first one was easier visually for you to understand. Same. Raise your hand if the second one is like makes more sense. Okay, cool. We'll use this guy. All right. Let me just expand that. Oops. Oh, sorry, ladies. I opened this in preview. There we go. Okay. Any questions before we do a round robin? Okay. So this might seem obvious, but I feel like I should speak to it right now. In your market research that you've been doing, and potentially your competitive analysis, but in your market research, so elements 3 through 6, I think, where you're honing in on your niche and their pain points and their needs, that is all awesome, amazing, implementable fodder for this, for story brand or brand script. So you can use their language, like pull it out of your market research, essentially. So those spreadsheets that I gave you, if you've been using those, you can lift that from there. Any swipe files or like websites you've been saving in folders or what have you, this is where you're going to like plug everything you've been researching and discovering. You're going to plug it into store, not all of it, but you'll plug it into StoryBrand and then you can clean it up later. So this is the application of everything that you've been doing so far, which is really exciting. Okay. So who wants to volunteer to go first? Let's see. There's 8 of us. So we'll do like, maybe, does anybody want to sit out actually? And I hope there's, Amy does. Okay. You sure, Ames? I don't know. You just came up with a really cool business idea. I don't even know why I ask. I should not give anybody that option. Okay, well, I'll circle back to you, Amy.
I'll be in it. I just don't know how much I'll be able to, you know, I don't know how much I'll be able to give you, but I'll
try. Okay, cool. Well, this might just be the perfect thing. We'll circle back around. I apologize for asking that question. I revoke it. No one's allowed to not do this. All right. So let's do 5 minutes each, and I think we should be okay. So we might clock through this a lot more quickly than I'd like to, but for the sake of time. Okay. Who wants to volunteer to go first? Liana.
Hey guys. I had a feeling too. What's that? I had a feeling too I was gonna get picked. If I, Lowen's sleeping, I have her here. Carlos is still working. So if I all of a sudden just disappear, it's because she woke up screaming.
Totally. Okay.
Okay. Right. So, what do they want? They are looking for unique, rentals, something that's going to add character to their event. What's a problem that they have?
I'm going to pause you right there.
Okay.
So that's true. That's what they're looking for. What is the like bigger picture experience that they're looking for? Like what do they have in their mind that they're wanting to manifest? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That was, I would say they're focusing on, I guess, like the outcome of my service, like what's going to set me aside from everyone else that's in my market. So I would say excellent customer service, effective communication, transparency. That's something that you really don't see in this field because they don't have prices on their website. Kind of like a one-stop shop.
And what is what is it that they're desiring that for? Like, what is their, so you're doing a great job of unpacking like the, how they want to get to their like thing. Okay. And I'm playing a little bit of a devil's advocate right now, like pulling this out of you, but what is the, like the experience that they're dreaming up in their mind?
A magical experience. Yeah. Definitely magical, like shooting stars, and it's kind of like, I guess, like my messaging would resonate with them, like the same way, like ever since I've done this branding element, it's so true what you say about how, like now when I look at brands and stuff, I'm like, holy crap, I feel like I'm on a friend's website, because it's just so like casual, and you know, like that's why it resonates with me. So I guess that's something that they would be seeking as well, that magical experience and trust.
Awesome. Okay. So, and I might be overstating the obvious here, but it's because they want to have like an epic event, right? Like a beautiful event that they feel super proud of and like over the top.
Yeah, and when they look back at pictures or videos, it just brings them back to that place, and you know, they're just happy and yeah, fulfilled.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. All right, thanks for bearing with me on that. So, what is their problem? And you can choose one or all of these. What's the problem that they're running into?
Unique rentals. Hmm. Oh, she's like, yeah. Hold on.
She's like, mom's in the hot seat.
Unique rentals. Something that that not everyone is offering. So they don't know that they necessarily need my rentals, but so unique that they're like, man, I want this. So I just open up like a huge Pandora box, and you know, so yeah, I would say that would be.
Yeah. So yeah. It sounds like maybe a different way to frame the problem is they're everywhere they're looking, they're like seeing the same stuff, and it's like not super nice or styly. It's just like, yeah, everyone seems to kind of have the same generic like party rental stuff going on, and yeah, it's like they're feeling, you know, frustrated about that.
Yeah, they're like over the trendy stuff and yeah, want something unique.
Beautiful. All right. So, and then what happens when they discover you?
The stars align. I solve all their problems, and it's an instant connection. You know, we could have a phone chat. And then from there, they come to the studio and they check out everything for themselves, and they feel confident in pursuing Alchemize spaces as their rentals for their event.
Yay. Ladies, did you all just hear what I heard? A name for her business! Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you guys.
That's so exciting. Yeah, I just want to make sure we didn't just cruise past that. Congrats, that's awesome. Okay, so what plan, what plan do you give them? How do you help them, or how do you communicate to them the plan that you have?
I would have to sit down with them and know like the layout of their event, let them know what time we're setting up, what time we'll be cleaning up, invoices, you know, full transparency if something happens to, you know, what the product that they're renting, there is going to be a fee. I don't want to have like hidden fees, because that's happened to me in the past, you know, because sometimes it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just kind of like visually like a map out, like, oh, we're here, and then like different steps to the event.
Nice. That's great. I really appreciate your value for transparency. That's awesome. And then what is the call to action that you have for them?
I would say, because I remember our last call, that last call was just amazing, the office hours one, where you told me, like, don't focus on, like, the bricks of the house, focus on, like, the outcome. So that's what I'm doing. So once everything is done, I would like to have, like, a follow-up, like, how did we do? How can we better serve you? What should we add? Kind of like, you know, I kind of want to build that rapport with them so that way they feel confident in trusting us again for any future events. And then that's how it happens. Word of mouth. They start, you know, saying, hey, Alchemized Spaces is the way to go, you know?
Cool. So yeah. I love that. And that would be over here after they experience the results.
Oh, oops.
So prior, no, you're good. So prior to that, the call to, so they see your plan, right? They're like, oh, wow, I really like her plan. I really like that she's like so professional and organized and transparent and like her, everything is beautiful. So then what is the call to action? So if they're the hero in their own story, what is the action that they take that they're like, they're doing the thing?
Okay, now that's hard. I don't know. I think I need help with this one then.
Sure, yeah. So this could be they hire you and they have a few brainstorm sessions with you. They show you their pin boards. They show you their, you know, their other events that they've attended and they tell you why. Or maybe they show you their... get mock-ups or sketches, right? So you, they hire you and then they bring you their dream and you empower them in knowing that you're going to help bring that dream to life. So there's like the planning stage that you initially over here walk them through. And then there's the call to action of you guys actually working together and them trusting you. Okay. And then the actual event happens over here. Is that helpful?
Okay. So now I get it more. I would say kind of, maybe I could create like a Pinterest board with them to see, like really dive into what like their aesthetic is and, you know, what their ultimate goal is. So I guess that would be the action plan. I don't know how, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what is the result, the success result?
Success. It would be that they're completely fulfilled and they're so happy and, you know, they're happy that they followed their intuition in, you know, booking us as their rentals. So, and they're just like, oh my God, I just can't wait to do more events with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nailed it. Awesome. And then quickly, what failure or tragic results did they avoid by working with you?
A disastrous setup or not being there on time. That's happened so much. Communication. I really do believe in like a smooth sale, like keeping them in the loop, you know, because a lot of times they, you know, these people, they, I would say they book their events like, oof, like super in advance. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're like, man, I wonder if they know that I still exist. So kind of telling them, like reminding them like, hey, we're here. You know, we know your important day is coming around. So I would say communication. Definitely.
Yeah. Great. So just to kind of spice that up a little bit, like they, by working with you, they spared themselves from working with like a subpar company who doesn't have their stuff together, by which they, their event was like a disaster and they were embarrassed and they're like all that stuff, right? The calamity that would ensue.
Yeah.
So they avoided that by working with Alchemized Spaces.
Yay.
Awesome. Great job. Cool. Do you have any questions, Aliana, about that or anyone else? I know I'm cruising through this quickly because I want everyone to have an opportunity to go through it, but was that helpful?
Yeah, no, that was amazing. And thank you for picking my brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, who would like to go next? I'm going to. Yay, Jess, go for it.
All right. So my character, I'm going to name her Ingrid because I have somebody specific in mind that's helping me work through this. So Ingrid is a city dweller. She's hardworking. She's stressed. She wants to find some balance in life with exercise and mental health. And she is naturally drawn to nature. It's something that brings her peace. And she knows that about herself already. And she wants to be able to find outlets for experiencing nature without putting so much effort into traveling across the country to like national parks or things that are a little further away from where I am in Chicago. And so the problem that she is experiencing externally is she is not from the area, so she doesn't know the area well. She doesn't have friends with outdoor experience or interests, and she is possibly overworked and just doesn't really have time to do any exploring herself. Internally, she's feeling low energy, maybe like feeling kind of overwhelmed with frenetic energy of the city, and she's feeling uninspired by her surroundings. Philosophically, not really sure, but I put that like city planning does not sufficiently incorporate green spaces into urban areas. And so people ultimately end up feeling trapped if they don't have ways to get a break from the concrete.
Yeah. Nailed it. Yeah.
Okay. So so she meets a guide who understands with empathy. That I also am not from the area. I also live and worked in the city. Was overworked, was stressed, really needed to find places to connect with nature, and had to make a concerted effort to go out and find places on my own and figure out resources that were available and to find friends that were interested in doing that kind of stuff with me. So the authority is from the personal experience and from the resources that are being utilized from experts that know the area better than I do.
Great.
So the plan would be to provide either a custom itinerary service or provide access to easy to use resources that they can utilize themselves in a way that actually is helpful for them, or to provide access to a local network of like-minded people that enjoy spending time outdoors that they could connect with. And the call to action, not 100% sure on that. For right now, it would be to schedule a consulting call so I can find out what their specific needs are and what resources I have that can best help them in their initial experience. And a successful result would be that she finds a breath of fresh air, she finds some peace and centeredness, well-being, physical health, and mental health. And failure would be continuing to feel trapped, miserable, burnt out, and in a disastrous scenario, may even consider moving outside of the city because they feel that they don't have a suitable environment for themselves.
Nicely done. Yeah. Great job, Jess. Jess, do you have any questions about any elements of this or anything that you're feeling called to maybe as part of your action item after this call to dive into more deeply or develop more?
I mean, I think I need to, what I really want to, like, I think I feel kind of comfortable with the story building process. Mm-hmm. What I really want to do is understand the best language to use as I'm kind of laying the story out, and like what, So like language that pulls people in, but also language that like optimizes, or for like SEO on the website, mm-hmm. Trying to meld those two together. And yeah, I guess I'm kind of still thinking through what the calls to action will be. Like right now in the very beginning, I think it's helpful to have one-to-one conversations because I need to do that as much as possible anyways, to get the best understanding of what the needs are. But that's, I don't know. I mean, it could be maybe a long-term solution if I have a team that can help like field those calls. But I'm trying to like think beyond today and like what the larger plan might be. So I'm unclear on that for now.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Have you used Google Trends yet?
Not yet. I have SEO research, I think, on Thursday scheduled for me.
I'm like, are you looking at your calendar? You're speaking your calendar. Cool. Yeah. All right. I'm excited for you to dive into Google Trends because you'll literally be able to see how many people in Chicago are looking up terms related to hiking, nature, wilderness, da-da-da-da. I'm not excited that it's during this time, but I'm kind of excited that it's during the pandemic because people are probably like at their deepest pain point about being locked inside. So I'm excited for the language that you're going to come across. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Great job. That was terrific. And I love that you have a specific avatar. I recommend that everybody do that as you build out your story brand and also your whole situation. Not to say that you have to pigeonhole into just one person or one avatar, but it is really helpful to have an avatar in your language, in your branding, your messaging to like be talking to like one person. So yeah, love that. Thank you, Ingrid. And thank you, Jessica. Cool. Jazz, yeah.
Yeah, Jess, I don't know if this would be helpful, but I was thinking as you were talking about the calls to action, if you get to a point where you can't have one-on-one conversations, if I was somebody that was feeling the feelings and resonating with the story on your website, but I wasn't able to have a call with you, some version of like leading me to what you can offer. Like, I don't know if it would be a survey or if it would be, you know, are you looking for an itinerary for a weekend camping trip? Or are you looking for a, I don't know, short 30-minute to 2-hour hike? Or, and then like, it's almost like a click through and then here's what I have to offer. Or here's like pack, I don't know, some version of that. So you could almost, if I don't, as your customer, know exactly what I'm looking for, but I know I like what you're saying, then maybe you could help me figure it out.
Yeah, but
that's what I was thinking about.
Thanks, Jazz. I think like down the line, I found this website that kind of has like a really nice interface in terms of trip planning where you can put in like a few criteria and then they'll automatically spit out some like pre-baked itineraries for you. And it's great for like a framework. I kind of love the platform that they're using. It's more general than what I'm aiming for. I want to add like a personal touch to it that's like very customized.
Totally.
Like having a survey first to help like narrow down the options and then taking it, you know, to the next level after that, I think is, yeah, really good place to start.
And maybe I would fall into a group. Like I'm envisioning, oh, like I don't want anything too long. But then you have like some version of a group of people you know, and then you personalize that to us. Like, oh, you guys just want to get out and, you know, you really like the flowers in the springtime, or you really want some super intense, like high elevation gain as quickly as possible. Your quads need to burn, you know, and then you personalize to us like some version of that.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Am I frozen or is Fawn frozen?
No, Fawn is frozen.
Fawn is frozen.
Okay. All right. I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, no!
That was an awesome job, Jess.
Thanks. I wanted to say, Jasmine, thanks for, you've mentioned wildflowers several times on these calls, and it totally, like, I don't know why, but it didn't really occur to me, but after you have said that, I realized that I have a resource in Chicago that, like, watches for the local wildflowers, and so I've been checking his reports and trying to pick some places that he's recommending and finding some spots, so you've inspired me.
Oh, cool. Everyone needs a little pop of color in the concrete jungle, right?
Totally.
Awesome. Okay, I'm back. Herky, would you like to go next? I think I saw your hand up earlier.
Yep, sure.
Cool.
So I was looking at what I wrote for the base core, but it has changed a little bit wherein more and more I feel like focusing on being mindset and meditation coach rather than career and, you know, just calling myself career and life coach. So so character is women. They're feeling stuck right now. Is it, do I have to describe the women more?
Yeah, your ideal person, client, where are they right now in their like despair?
Yeah, so they're feeling very unhappy. Unhappy could be with their, basically their internal state of mind is such that they can be unhappy with their relationship or unhappy at work or feeling stuck. They want to pursue their passion but feel stuck with self-doubt, anxiety, fear. And so they're saying, so they're feeling stuck, unhappy, and wanting to improve their overall quality of life, having a better life experience. And the phrases they might use are, I'm stuck in an unhappy marriage, or I want to pursue my passion but feel stuck. I suffer from self-doubt or lack self-love. They have some kind of, you know, painful inner child story and not having any life direction or visioning and want to willing and open to explore some part of mindset and meditation and having a little bit of open mindset towards that. So.
Right. Okay. Quick question on this. Is that language that they would use or have they, that language to me indicates that they've been in the like personal development space or somehow have some awareness around like self-love or mindset, things like that. So is that the case, or if not, what are some maybe like the different language that your ideal client might use if they're not familiar with the transformational space?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they if they're not in that space, they'll probably not use terms like that. So they might just say use terms like, I feel so confused, or I feel generally I don't know why. Sometimes it could be they could say like I have a well-paying job and I have a partner and but still I don't know, I have this feeling that something is missing. And they could use words like something is missing, or I don't know why I feel low or confused or stuck or unhappy. I think these are the type of words they'll use. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you. All right. And it does that capture the problem as well? Feel free to unpack the problem.
Meaning? Like?
So what is the... So that speaks to the internal aspect of where they're at. And what are they... you kind of spoke to this, but what are they wanting instead? And maybe that will help, like, frame the external.
So they want, one is their own. They want to feel, for their own state of mind, they want to feel more joyful and fulfilled with themselves and have better relationships, do work that's in alignment with, you know, their purpose. And feel more calm and peaceful rather than, you know, just feeling like instead of feeling overwhelmed or fatigued or, you know, not having a zest for life, basically, like feeling like.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay, awesome. So they meet a guide who understands their fear. So when they come across you, how do they connect with empathy and authority, or inversely, how might you be, or your brand be, displaying empathy and authority?
So I feel like connection, compassion, and some meditation, I would say, but to... So I would offer, like, or maybe that's the call to action, the answer for that. But it's like, first I understand better what is it that's going on. And that could be through our, you know, initial strategy call. And wanting to know, or empathy could also be because I've gone through that myself. And I've, you know, found. So I've been there and I've felt like, you know, just a very low point where I didn't know how to go about it. And I want to first, like, empathize with what they're going and also offer them that there is a way, a pathway that does lead to, and I'm not just talking theoretically, I've practically experienced it.
Great. Yeah. So I just want to highlight that this would be the languaging in your Yelp, your Thumbtack, your website, your, like, anything that, any world-facing assets, this is the part of your story where you're saying, I've been through this, I've worked in corporate, I was stressed out, I'm miserable, whatever your story is, right? Mm-hmm. And then the authority that you're on the other side and the authority that you have the solution, right? The thing. and then it sounds like maybe you get on a call with them.
Right.
During that call, what might this look like? But like giving them a plan before they're working with you, but how would they know that you have a plan for them?
So I do want to have like a, would the course having a something in terms of plan, since this is two elements, one is individual and then having a community of women supporting each other, which I feel like is very important because when we're doing this kind of work. So I don't know, maybe you can ask me more questions, but what I feel is more like, so I have what they're going through, trying to understand what they're going through and what kind of plan. If I say I have a course or if I say I have this, but it's so individualized. Mm-hmm. That I could have a basic course, yeah, like a meditation course or something, but also going into what is it that is their, you know, point of being stuck. So.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's great. If you have a course or like a specific process, that's cool, but you don't have to. The plan can be that you're going to first help them become more aware, and then you'll help them become more mindful, and then you'll help them become more intentional, and then it'll help them to become more confident and then maybe more actionable or something like that, right? So the outcomes that they'll experience at each step of your process with them. Or you could even be even more like high level than that in saying that we're working toward, you know, authentic confidence and alignment with purpose or something like that.
And more then the headspace kind of solution.
What's that?
More like a headspace or, you know, that kind of solution, you know, what you get from, like you said, authentic confidence. So something that is like not just flowery or superficial, but yeah. Close to the core. Yeah.
And a great way to do that is in using their language. Like, what are they telling you that they want? Maybe they're saying like, we want to be joyful, fulfilled. We want better I want better relationships. So that's the plan. We're going to support you in, you know, feeling more joyful and fulfilled and having better relationships through the tools that I use and customize with clients, something like that. Yeah. Great. And then the call to action. So what action would they take in alignment with moving toward your solution?
Right. So what action the client will take?
Mm-hmm. And it can be, I'm not trying to be overly tricky here. It can be like they sign up to work with you.
All right.
It can be simple.
Yeah, so in basically, yeah, they sign up and they decide to work with me. And if they initially want to be just part of a community to test out, they could do that and get a feel for it. And if they feel inspired after a strategy call and they're open and willing, and then I'm 100% and they're 100% and I want to move ahead.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. And then what are the successful results that they will experience?
So the biggest being honing the skill to be calm and joyful despite external. Internal landscape is always, what can I say? Internally feeling like I said calm amidst corona, right? So something like that, I want to say calm amidst crisis or knowing that even if they get, you know, with situations we often get jolted, knowing that, okay, this happened and this happened, but I do know the skills to come back to that state of mind, you know. So, and that is so powerful to know that I can always, no matter what happens, and even if I, you know, things go bad or whatever it is externally, my internal, I can always come back to it. So having experienced that, having known that, and mastered that skill.
Awesome. Yeah, it's reminds me of what Vision calls being unfuckwithable. It's like, try me, life. Yeah. Not really, but you know. awesome. And what failure or tragic results are they saving themselves from by working with you?
I would say the biggest one that I feel really like giving up on life or on themselves and just going through life half-heartedly and not experiencing the fullness of life. You know, it's like, it's almost tragic to me if anyone has like, we all have this highs and lows, but feeling like the end of their last day, that was a useless, bitter life, or what the hell, you know, like that would really bring tears to my eyes if that was their experience.
Great. Yeah. So the failure, tragic results part of the brand script, you will also, it's also a really powerful part of your branding and marketing, illustrating for people, if you take option X versus option work with me, what is it going to look like? That's really powerful because we're simulating for them. We're showing them, hey, right? Like, this is what things are going to be like. I actually was on a really small group coaching call earlier with Rich, and he was coaching this other guy in the group around that, like what it's going to, you know, potentially could look like if that, and I was like, man, that's, the guy was like you got me. That's so powerful. So thank you, Herky. That was great.
Thank you.
For the sake of time, I'm going to cruise to first hand up. Kim.
Okay, I have a question before I go. Mm-hmm. What is, where do you put that at in your branding process? Where do you put that if you don't, this is what could be, like, how do you word that without, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. So off the top of my head, a couple of things would be to, you could include it in the narrative, in their own words. Like, are you worried about spending the rest okay. of your life alone, single, and with your five cats? Are you,
okay.
like, does this keep you up at night, right? So basically, like, painting worst case scenario in their own language for them. Does this stress you out or keep you up? Okay. Also, imagery is really powerful. So I know that with, like, the health and fitness world, the before and after photos are really powerful because they're showing, like, if you don't do the thing, like, this is what I'm going to look like.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm thinking at the end, like, if at the end of it, if you say, well, if you don't work with me, then, you know. I was
right.
Like,
oh. Right. And for those of us who are doing consultation calls of some sort, asking the person in the consult call, well, what are things going to look like in 3 to 6 months or 6 months to a year if nothing changes, and have them tell you, walk themselves into, like, well, I'm still going to be stuck, overweight, unfulfilled, like banging on the glass of my apartment because I want to go to the woods. Like, and so they're spelling out those tragic results for you, which can be really powerful too. And a pretty great lead in convincing themselves that they need you.
Okay.
Is that helpful, Kim? That was a great
question. Yes.
All right. You want to give it a whirl?
Yeah. Okay. So what does my character want? My character is a woman. She would like to feel happiness daily and joy inside of herself. She'd like to have, and I don't know how to put it, but I want to say, like, be equal in a relationship, like, not always be such a giver. The freedom to be herself, do things her way in her life, relationships, and work, and have some kind of passion for life instead of being exhausted.
Cool. So how might she describe those things, like, in her words?
I think I just want to be me. Just, I want this great, fulfilling relationship, I guess.
Or, like, would it be something, I'm just kind of playing with stuff here, but mm-hmm. could it maybe be something like, I want to find a partner who, you know, kisses the ground I walk on, or I want to find a partner that, like,
okay.
speaks to me like the Queen of Sheba or whatever, like, you
right.
know,
okay.
like, how are they talking to their girlfriends? How are they talking to their journal? How are they talking to their, you know, when they okay. voice this, how is that, how are they expressing it? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And two, I'm talking about other relationships too. So how could I do that? Cause I mean, just relationships as far as always being the one to give. So even like in friendships or maybe family relationships too.
Yeah.
So, how I'm trying to think of how I do. Okay. Like I wish, let's see, I'm trying to think of one of my friends. I wish my mom was, willing to give more than she takes, or I wish my mom just did things without being asked, or I hear people say, I wish my mom was just a mom, you know, or I wish my friends cared about me as much as I cared about them, that kind of thing, you know. Nice. So, okay. So use that kind of wording. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
So we kind of covered both the what do they want and the problem in a way.
Okay.
And of course, there's more to unpack here, but I'm like, for the sake of time, I'm wanting to.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So external, so internal, just not being happy with themselves, maybe low self-esteem, not being able to say no, having no boundaries, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Philosophical, just not finding that happy place within themselves. Where am I going next? Oh, empathy. Needs
a guide who understands their fear. So when they find you on your Yelp page, or maybe a friend of a friend is telling them about you or something like that, how do they know that you get it? Like, what is that empathy that you're providing?
I consider myself to be pretty ambitious and a go-getter, but have suffered a lot from low self-esteem, comparing myself to others, and just not taking care of myself first and over people pleasing.
Okay. So that's great. And you could explore languaging that in their terms or your terms.
Okay. Okay. So, maybe, answering the phone. I think I did put that somewhere in an email, but just taking on one more thing when I could be sleeping or eating dinner myself, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. This is fun. Conjure up some of the things that you told me when we first started working together. How was Kim?
So freaking tired. I'm tired of taking people to work and picking them up. And yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so because you've been through it and you're on the other side now, right? So you can tell that in your story. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Authority is that I have been coached and worked through my own things myself, and also, I don't know, been mentored. I'm researching and all that other stuff. My plan. So the plan that I have written out would be self-exploration, aligning your values to how you want to show up in your relationships with yourself and in your workplace and in your purpose. The second thing I think is the mindset or mind games that we play with ourselves, exploring that. And then my next step, I believe, are resources to equip them with the ability to move forward and past that. And the last thing is action steps and accountability.
Nice. Yeah. Great. And in that, and we've talked about this a lot in our coach mentorship, but using their language for that as well, right? Like weaving in their specific pain points. Like, we're going to figure out why the roof is leaking, where it's leaking. We're going to figure out how to plug that leak. And I'm going to teach you how to plug it yourself.
Okay, cool. Okay. I got to remember that. Awesome. I got to write that down. Just say it again at the end. Okay, success. Oh, wait, a call to action would be to first a consult call and then to work with me.
Great. Cool. And what happens when they work with you successfully?
They walk away with self-love, compassion, a self-care regimen in place, a better way to communicate with people, boundaries set up, have confidence in herself and a boldness to be herself.
Love it. Awesome. And what failure or tragic result is she avoiding by working with you?
To keep not being fulfilled in any part of her life,
to be exhausted by pleasing other people and not being true to herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Cool. Thanks for letting me pull some of those more personal elements out of you. Sure.
Thank you.
Cool.
I didn't find all that stuff. I got to go back to my notes.
I know, right? Chapter one of the coaching journey. All right. So we've got just under 20 minutes here. First hand up. All right, Ms. Fran, let's do it. All right, cool. Yeah. And then, okay, so let's clock the, crank up the cruising speed a little bit here so we can get Jazz and Amy in too. All right.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Awesome. Okay, so my character is kind of an amalgamation of some friends of mine, some of whom have kids, some of whom don't. But everybody has kids in their lives in some fashion. So this person is likely a professional woman between 25 and 45-ish. She may not have kids of her own, but in some way she's got kids in her life, nieces, nephews, or whatever. And she personally really enjoys high-quality, cute shit. And maybe she wants to share it with her nieces and nephews. Maybe she doesn't. But that would be, you know, but if she does, that's a great way to kind of build their relationship with each other. So her problem is finding really awesome, cute shit that resonates with her and is may have a little bit tinge of dark humor. Just a tad, maybe a lot, depending on the day, but is also appropriate and resonates with her nieces and nephews.
Nice.
So.
Nicely done, Ren. That was very articulate.
Thanks. That's the first time I've articulated it that well.
Nice.
So she needs a guide. She needs somebody who understands her. She needs me because I don't have kids. I do have kids in my life whom I absolutely adore. I just don't want to keep them. and I love drawing. I mean, I love drawing things. I've been drawing and creating things pretty much my entire life. And I've gone through all the phases. And when I hit on the super cute marshmallow shit, that's when it started to click. And I've also been working in the graphic arts fields for like 15-ish years, roughly. So I've got the creative experience and I've got the technical experience and knowledge. So I can put those two things together. And also having a bit of a dark sense of humor, a lot of cynicism. And I like cute shit too, and my nieces and nephews love it, so it all kind of meshes together and it works, and there you have it.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's the empathy and the authority, like, all in one Ren.
Right.
And Ren's art. Yes.
I love that. And here's where it kind of falls apart.
The plan.
Yes.
Okay.
This is kind of where I'm kind of falling apart a little bit. Giving them a plan, I guess, and I'm trying to kind of think on my feet a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
They can kind of follow me online on all Great. The different social channels. I share my work in progress. I share little pieces of my life, not too much, but hopefully just enough.
Mm-hmm.
I share process videos, live streaming. Just little things here and there, as much as I think of them and can, so they can get a feel for who I am. And if I click with them, and if I click with them and my work clicks with them, then their call to action, buy my shit.
Yes. Nice. Nicely done. And where do they buy your shit?
On my website currently.
Okay.
I also have done events, and I probably will do more events. I just don't think it's going to be this year. So I think this year I'm going to be focusing online,
mm-hmm.
either primarily or solely. I don't know how it's going to play out by November, but
yeah.
Depends on how everything goes.
Right.
But yeah, to send them to my website, for the most part, they can get an even better idea. And that's also part of the social thing, social channels too. Mm-hmm. Some of my friends have posted things that I've given or sold to them. And I'll share on the social pages too, like, hey, that my shirt finally came in. I am so stinking happy. It is super soft. It fits great. The printing is good.
Right.
And if things go well and I can lead them to success, not only are they finding high quality, cute, you know, apparel, stationery kind of things for themselves, but they can share it with their kids or their nieces and nephews. Like, I literally had a sale today from one of my, yeah, I was like stoked. I just happened to post this morning on one of my breaks, one of my stationery sets to this one group page, and a business friend saw it, and she's like, I don't just want this, I need this.
There you go.
And so literally she bought two sets of stationery, and I delivered those to her today.
Yay!
Yeah. And she was like so excited because
that's awesome. Like, that's the response you want to elicit, right? It's like, I need the thing.
Exactly. Cause she's like, dude, we've been writing to our nieces and we've been sending them stickers and things. This is perfect. This is exactly what we need.
Yes. So successful result. Yoo-hoo.
Yes.
Love like, that. Congrats, Ren.
Yeah. Thanks. They're happy. Their nieces are happy or going to be happy. And like, tragic failure would just be not having my work in their life.
Right.
there are worse things, but if it's something that brings you a little bit of joy, I mean, it is absolutely tragic when you can't have that.
True. And I actually want to validate that like a huge amount right now. So as creatures, our environment influences us so much. There's a lot of science supporting that we are more so shaped and formed by our environment than our like inherent genetics. Yeah. And environment optimally is and has things in it that bring us joy, right? Like the whole Marie Kondo thing like sparks joy. So the tragic result, like raise your hand, ladies, who can recall an example of settling on a top or a pair of pants or settling on a poster or just settling on something in their environment, in your environment. And like, every time you look at it, you're like, eh. Right? like that's not like it's there. And then imagine what it feels like when you like look at the thing and it's like, you are so stoked that that's the thing that you wanted and it's right there in your environment. Like, who resonates with how great that feels?
Oh yeah.
Huge difference, right? So I just want to validate, Ren, like art, a lot of times artists devalue and I'm not saying you do this, but artists devalue the value of their art, but it's massively impactful in people's lives. So yeah.
I used to struggle with that for a long time. Until I said, fuck this shit, you know? But yeah, I mean, when, you know, growing up, there was a lot of struggle. So a lot of times, and I saw it time and time again, art is like one of the first things that gets kicked because it's considered a luxury, but if it's practical too, it's less of a luxury and more of a necessity. So if you can choose between this bland thing you need and this fun thing, that's where we want to go for sure.
Exactly. Yep. Nice. That was beautiful. I think I've heard more clarity in that round of your description than I've heard before. I'm really excited for you, Ren. Yay.
This is going to be like the best. This already is the best year yet. And I haven't even broken what I've made last year altogether, but I'm really close.
Wow. Already in quarter two. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm stoked.
Cool. All right. Let's go to Amy since I kind of called you out earlier. And then we'll go to Jazz. And then if you want to hang over, Ash, I'm totally happy to go through this with you as well. All right. So Amy, do you want to share with the group I don't know what you're going to be sharing, so I actually should not anything else.
No one ever knows what I'm going to be sharing.
I mean, I do,
but it's a mystery. Okay, so I know last time we talked, I kind of had still those two ideas, and we talked about kind of combining them into, you know, basically doing both at some point. But for this, I'm only going to focus on the book club idea, even though the boutique is still tugging at my heart. And I did just get an email from the boutique owner that it's available again. I know.
We were just talking about
that. I know. But anyway, I'll tell you about that later. That's a whole nother story. But so we'll go with this book club idea, my shelf help or shelf life or something like that. Okay. So shelf life, right? My character is basically, I didn't even look at this until tonight, so this is all going to be
perfect.
I feel like my character is basically me about a year or two ago.
Great.
So she's someone that, you know, knows the benefits of reading self-help books, really enjoys reading self-help books, maybe doesn't have a whole lot of time to read as many as she or he. I mean, I don't really have a gender specific for this group. Maybe eventually I will, but they don't have a lot of time to read, but they know what it can do for them if they were able to really get into it and have a community of others that kind of was into it as well. People that they could kind of interact with and maybe have some kind of guidance on, you know, when they have questions about the book. So let me see.
So let's unpack this a little bit. I know we're short on time, but so I love that you're using yourself as an example, because that's one of the best is relative, but like more palpable, tangible places to reference when it comes to experiential language, right? And branding and marketing. It's like, because you've been there.
Right.
So what were some of the things that you were thinking to yourself, or maybe even saying to other people, like if there's any examples of that language that come up right now? It's okay if not, but.
Like to describe what I was feeling back then, or like what, like I just needed, what I was looking for was just help kind of, you know, when I would read all these books, just help understanding them and, you know, having the time. If I was held accountable, if I had people like holding me accountable, like let's, because a lot of these self-help books do have workbooks, you know, or questions or, you know, you're at this chapter. Okay. Now reflect on this and write this and write this. Well, back in the, you know, back a year or two ago, I wasn't writing any of that. I was kind of skimming through the book and like, oh, that's a great idea. I would love to practice that. And then I'd be off to my next book.
Who can relate with Amy? I just want to take a pause here. Who? Yeah, right. So Amy, I'm asking that question so that you know that there is a market for your situation. Okay, go.
Yeah. So it's just someone, again, that just wants to read these books and just wants to get more out of them and wants a community that can kind of share it with, just a community to share with. I had a really good, I don't really know how to, I guess the next thing is, you know, what's the problem or with a problem. So it's basically like, you know, for me, I don't have a family that understands any of this. Like they're just, so I, you know, for me, the problem is, you know, maybe these other people are also in the same boat. Maybe not, they don't have anyone, but they don't have a lot of people that they can open up to about these self-help books. A lot of people read self-help books kind of on the down low, you know, they keep it kind of, it's not real public. They keep it on, but a secret.
They're like switching covers and stuff. They're like putting the like the crime novel cover on the Jensen Jarrow book.
Exactly. So I have here, like, I was writing things down while everyone else was going, and I was listening as well. But so they are like secret self-help readers looking to improve and better themselves or their life in some way. They normally read these books on the lowdown and aren't real public about it and keep it to themselves. So that's where the problem is. I don't know if that would be more external or internal. I mean, internally, they want a better life. They know that there's more. They can get more out of their life, or they can get help with problems that they're having around self-love. And, you know, when I say self-help books, I know there's like a freaking like shit ton of them, all different kinds around all different topics. So I didn't really narrow down what this would be for, probably more than just one, but, you know, maybe not everything under the spectrum. But definitely mindfulness, definitely self-love, definitely purpose and clarity, because they're my big, big ticket items. Yeah. I'd also love to do health, like just health and exercise and nutrition. I don't know if that's really considered self-help, but to have that in there as well.
Cool. So let's say they're secretly cruising around online. Maybe they're on Jen Sincero's Twitter or Instagram or something like that. And somehow they come across this shelf life and they're like, what? So how do they connect with knowing that you get it?
I think they would know that I understand where they're coming from just because of my background. Again, I come from a family that doesn't believe any of this shit. it's complete, you know, bull to them. They're, you know, and again, maybe it has to do with religion or maybe it doesn't, but I grew up very Catholic. And so I think that's maybe part of the reason why my family doesn't get it. This, to them, this is all very woo-woo and weird and doesn't work. And it's just strange because that's, you know, so I would explain, you know, kind of put that in my story. Nice. That it was, you know, this, all of this that I'm learning and that I'm doing and that's working for me isn't something I can share really with my family. I mean, it's and again,
that's great languaging, though. That's directly resonates.
I could not easily share it with my family. It would be an awkward conversation because I just don't think they would get it.
Yeah. And just to that point, I can think of like probably 30-40% of my clients over the years fall into this category of like kind of being secretly like having a wake up that they want to transform their life or something's off or whatever. And they start reading books, but like they can't really, they don't have many people or if anyone they can talk to about it or relate with. So who personally has experienced that? Yeah. Like it's a thing.
Everybody. And for me, like I do want to share it, but I really have to pick and choose who I share it with. And maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should just blurt it out to everyone I meet. And maybe someday I will be like that. But at this point in my life, I'm not.
Yep.
So I really do pick and choose, you know, I feel them out who I can. So, you know, my character, whoever my ideal client would be, kind of in the same boat, not really have anyone to share anything that they're learning, because you do a lot of learning with these books and it's much more fun when you can share what you're learning. Mm-hmm. And then I can just kind of go on to say how much I've learned and have grown and have changed, just about how I feel about myself, how I feel about what I want in my life. You know, all the changing that I've done, that would all be under the Meet the Guide. Is that where that would go?
That would be Meet the Guide Authority. And you could also share in here, you know, that you've experienced what it's like to be part of community with women you can talk to about this stuff. So now you've established that like you've gone through it and also you're in what they want, right? Or that you've experienced what they're desiring.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, I want to let them know that it's more than just the books that have helped me, obviously. And is that where I would share that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. You could share that there. You could share some of that here. Yeah. So let's go to and gives them a plan just for the sake of time here. So now they're like, oh man, like Amy from Shelf Life gets me. She is speaking my language. It's like, she is me. And then what's the next step for them?
So my plan would be to offer them a community locally and globally, where they can come together and discuss the books and really dig into the work around the books, to be with a community of not necessarily like-minded. I'm wearing the tank top from the...
From the retreat?
From the retreat. And Jessica just chatted with me.
Oh, I see that now. Oh, case in point. I love it.
Amazing. So funny. So yeah, so it would be where everyone would come together. There would be workshops. There would be, and when I say like globally, it would be like a Zoom call and we would discuss the books. But then locally, I was thinking about having like where locally, like there could be people that kind of sign up to be little local guides where they could have, you know, once we can maybe eventually.
Yeah.
Get together again.
If yeah, that everyone's going to be like, yes.
We could do like hands-on type learning and exploring and things like that. Love and it. Then eventually lead to like workshops and who knows what else. And that's where I want to kind of incorporate a boutique or something like that. Cool. For like all kinds of mindfulness and wellness type items. And thanks, Ren.
Awesome.
So, and I didn't get any further than the plan. So,
okay. This is amazing so far.
The call to action, I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. So, elements. It could be the call to action could be that they join your online group, right? Your online community. Like they fill out a little questionnaire and you accept them into your Facebook group or, you know, Mighty Networks or whatever networking right. platform you're using. And then they're in and they experience that. I'm just filling in the holes here for the sake of time. I want to make sure that Jazz and Ash get a hot seat. And then the successful results, I think we're all just by way of you unpacking the first half, I think, well, I am at least experiencing the successful results. Like it's you, it's us, right? Like
right. You
experience that thankfully and so grateful that all of each of you have experienced as a result of something like this. Yeah. And then they avoided the tragic result of solitude and closet
embarrassment,
reading.
Fear of being judged.
Yeah, fear of being judged. Books in the bathtub with a bottle of wine. All that good stuff. Amy, this is great. Thank you so much for letting me, you know, volunteer you into this tonight. And and great job with your processing around this.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's really stretchy to have like a recent or a new idea and then be like thrown into like, okay, let's build this out as a business.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't let me stay back and not do it. So appreciate that, your forcefulness.
Revoke. All right, anybody that needs to hop off, of course, feel free to. I really want to get to Jazz and Ashley. I can stay until 20 after. So if whoever wants to stay is welcome to. And of course, the recording will be available as well. I hope. Yeah, there we go. Cool. All right, Jasmine.
All right, Amy, that was really fun, by the way. I would join your book club. My character, I like the idea of putting a name like Jess did. So I'm going to call her Betty. Betty... If I'm Betty, I'm stressed. I'm not necessarily male or female, but I've hit a point where I realize I don't have control over my time. I feel like I don't have control over my money. I feel like I don't have control over how I say yes in my relationships, why I say yes to anything that I'm doing, why I'm even on the path that I'm on, how I even got here. I want to
I want to feel like I'm choosing my life and that I'm doing it by my own actions. That I'm working in my own direction towards my own goals. And what else did I write down here? That I am not like lost in the worst middle, that I'm, you know, I'm not totally miserable at my job and I have people in my life who love me and I'm not like dirt poor, but that's the worst place to be because I'm right in the middle of where I'm just comfortable enough and I'm realizing that I'm just comfortable enough and I don't want to settle for that anymore. So I want to, well, this wouldn't be their words, but like, I want to move out of a victim mindset, mm-hmm. you know, like Herky says, mm-hmm. I'm just realizing that I have a sense of false control and I want to experience what it really feels like to have control and, the joys that come from that. My external problems could be, I guess, some of the things I just mentioned, a job that's, not horribly unfulfilling, but not fulfilling. Internally, I might not experience like, you know, I don't really love myself. I don't love, I guess like my relationships, or maybe I feel like the relationships that I thought were real relationships and deep relationships I'm realizing aren't. And philosophically, I want people around me and myself like intrinsically to be like bright, uplifting, powerful, enthusiastic, just like motivating people.
Awesome. Yeah. You just a little insider secret. You just described me 10 years ago, like to the note. That was great.
I just described myself when I met you also. So that's kind of where I started. And then everyone that I am trying to like think of. So meets a guy. I think like the empathy would come in me telling their story in that same way. I think I'm really relatable and I think I am very trustworthy and I hope that they would get a sense that I would protect their emotions and like cradle their vulnerabilities in the way that they would need and feel really safe to explore all of the really scary deep things that they want to but don't know how to navigate. On authority, well, I've been coached and I continue to be coached and to work to learn and grow and improve in all the ways that they're yearning to, you know, do the same. I have resources. Hopefully my confidence would exude the goal that they would look to reach. And then more importantly, like, I think people in that position, and myself included, like yearn for support and like somebody slash a lot of people to just help to be a light in their lives until they find their own light and to have a tribe to surround themselves with while they go through that process. And I'm basically just talking about LFP, how I feel about LFP right now. I give them a plan. So I think just the plan is instilling an immediate vote of confidence, yes, in them to navigate what they're desiring. And hopefully that plan would include like an initial consultation or like just a discussion, which would probably also include some like highlighted key points that I took away organically from our conversation and like gave like
what I see as such clear pieces of like action or like food for thought that they could use that would then have them like ruminating on that for like days or weeks. And then like, man, she was on the money, which is, again, I'm going back to like when I read your page, like what you said earlier, like that was me. Like the words felt like they were coming out of my mouth. That's exactly how I would want someone to feel like when I was talking to them. And then like, man, if she got it and she understood and she made progress through it, like you can too. And it's just the seed. It's like replacing the seed or the forest of doubt with like the smallest seed of confidence and belief. And as soon as you have that, man, that grows like a walnut tree and it kills everything underneath it. And there's the analogy for you.
Nice. The word that came to mind is hope also. Hope. Like smallest piece of hope. It's like, oh, maybe it's possible.
Yes. Yeah. So like the call to what calls them to action, like their desire to not want the tragic result.
Uh-huh.
So the possibility and the hope that they too have the strength and the courage and the ability to, you know, make their lives as full and happy and bright as they want them to be.
Mm-hmm. And what's the action piece for them in that? How do they say yes to that?
Sign up, baby.
There you go. Yeah. Work with Coach Jazz. Woo!
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. And then the successful result.
Yeah, like even more than like the big things, I think like even more than like quitting their job, I think it's, at least for me, because I'm literally doing it right now, it's like the baby steps. Like it's creating the little Canva presentation. And Amy, it's actually going back and doing the workbook at the end of like Codex, you know, where it's like, yeah, I'm not ready to quit my job right now, but I am ready to make this real. And every little piece of action feels like a success. And then all of those successes, it's like the debt snowball, Amy. They build and they build and they build and they build. And then the next thing I know, I'm like Ashley and Herky and Fawn and everyone, I'm quitting my job. So I think like it's a little successes. It's just signing up. That's a success. I believe in myself. I've got a little bit of hope. I signed up. It's having like getting on the first call and it's like, oh my gosh, it's talking to the first tribe member. It's reading the first book. It's listening to the first podcast. It's like, just starting the flywheel. Failure would be just staying stuck in the lack of hope. I like the word hope, like lack of hope, lack of belief in themselves, just the never ending like doubt, cynical, whatever mind cycle that they go through that keeps them trapped in a place that they don't deserve to be because they have so much more to do and to give.
Awesome. Wow. That's beautiful. Nicely done. Yes. So the next layer of the onion, Jazz, I would invite you to go through that. Everybody, not just you, mm-hmm. to go through this with their language. Tell your story in your language a year ago or their language as you hear it, and really start to drop into and play with that. Because when you have conversations with people, you can have a conversation with someone and help them get that you get it. If you use their language and you tell their story through that language, there's an immediate trust and rapport that happens and an immediate experience that happens there. All right, Ashley, hot seat time. And I just got to, Ron Hell's making me dinner, but it's not till 8:30. So I have a few extra minutes.
Okay. Cool. Hot seat twice today. Thanks, Bon.
you opted in.
Fair enough. My character, what do they want? So they're a woman in corporate America who wants a career that they love and are passionate about, but also maintains their lifestyle or improves their lifestyle. They want control over their life to do whatever they want, whenever they want. They want to be able to take a day off whenever they want, if they want. They want to be able to travel whenever they want. They just really want the freedom and flexibility that they're not getting out of life right now. They want more time with their loved ones. They want more time with themselves. They want to be less stressed out, less burnt out, all of that. So external, the problem is they're in a job that's unfulfilling and that they're miserable with, that they just feel miserable about. Internal, there are probably some self-esteem and self-confidence issues going on. They are, obviously they're unfulfilled in their job, but they don't really think that they have what it takes to completely upend their lives and change careers or do something different. They kind of think they're stuck, right? In what they've been doing for the last 10, 15, 20 years, whatever. Philosophical, they feel that they should be grateful that they have a decent paying job right now, but they aren't, especially right now with everybody, a lot of people losing their jobs and all that. They just feel like they should be grateful, and they feel, I don't know, like a cop out or something, if that they don't feel grateful for their jobs because of everything going on, and that there's something wrong with them because they're miserable. So then they find me, and they totally resonate with me because I'm someone who, I was that person a year ago, but it's something that I went through myself not that long ago. I was there, I was stuck, I was burnt out, I was overwhelmed. I was miserable in my career and knew I wanted something more, but didn't know how to get it. And that's where they'll be able to empathize with me and resonate and feel confident that, well, one, it'll be validating to hear that they're not the only one who has gone through something like that, but also confident that somebody else has gone through it. And in terms of authority, because I'm on the other side of it, right? I've created the life that I love, a career that I'm super passionate about, and I'm doing my own thing. And that's where some of the authority, and obviously getting trained and mentored and all that by Fawn. But I'm on the other side of it, and I can kind of, and can show them a way and have and inspire hope into them. And so my plan will, that's where I would unpack a little bit about how we would work together on my website in terms of, we would start with, you know, unpacking you and getting to know yourself better. What you do want out of your life and career, what you don't want, what's important to you. And then we would, explore what is possible based on what you do and you don't want, and figure kind of what that could look like. And then we'd actually put it all together and research how to get into that professional path or create time in your life or whatever it is that the client's looking for. And then we put it all together and actually start taking action towards that and creating. You would have basically a roadmap, a really good roadmap by the end of working with me on what it is that you want and how to get it and to be able to start creating it. And then the call to action is to become my client. is either to first book a consult call with me and then hopefully book or become my client. And
so I'm going to slip something in right here. So it's a vote of confidence. It's a yes to themselves is the call to action, right? It's okay. Another way to frame that is like they're saying yes to themselves.
Say yes to yourself. Yes. And then, once they say yes to themselves, the results from that are you have an amazing life. No, you have an action plan and a roadmap for how to go and create that life. And you also have more confidence in yourself. You have more time for yourself. You're not stressed out. You know what that anything is possible, but you also know what that career path looks like and what that your dream life basically looks like and how to go get it. And if you don't work with me, the tragic results there are total mental and physical burnout. and just be, I mean, you're just in this like hamster wheel of life and the corporate world, and you have no time for yourself, and you're not sure, you may have a good paying job and you're comfortable, but you still, you're just going to keep feeling like something's missing. And eventually it'll lead to probably like extreme burnout, because you just keep spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. So.
Yeah. Nicely done. Can you ladies tell that Ashley's been doing some work on this? yeah. Good job, Ash. Yeah. The phrase that came to me at the end, the tragic result was, when, so Ashley and I went back and we looked at her, the notes that I took from our consultation call to see where she was a year ago. And one of the phrases, or one of the things she said just in her conversation, was that she felt like a shell of yourself, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so like language like that is so powerful, because it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great job, everybody. That was really fun. It was, for me, helpful to tune in even more so with like where you're at and your, and the hero, right? Your ideal clients and customers. I'm going to take off the share screen here. Any quick questions, or feel free to just unmute yourselves like a minute to field a question. Jazz?
No question. Just a hot ticket thought that Amy made me of, maybe we could do a book club.
That's her MVP.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, you said Don Miller book. If we all want to get into the Don Miller book for a team or something, we can do.
Yeah. So the story brand, How to Build a Story Brand book is great. The audio book is entertaining, but the physical book or the Kindle or whatever is great, because there are like exercises in there. They also have a lot of resources on the website. So you somehow, prove that you purchased the book, and then you have access to some great stuff there. And it's really phenomenal. You'll see a lot of like case studies and examples of companies and corporations and entrepreneurs who use the story brand. You can see like the practical application in terms of like web copy or marketing and all that stuff. So dive in and share any questions in Facebook. And thank you so much for being here. So wonderful to be with you all. Yay. All right. Lots of love, everybody. Good night.